Welcome to Jean and Mike do the New York Times crossword.
Hi, I'm Jean.
And I'm Mike. And today we are doing the crossword for Saturday, April 13th, 2024. So, did you do the crossword?
I did do the crossword.
And I'm trying to interpret that tone of voice. It meant it was a tough crossword, I think. Maybe?
No, it's a snap.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a relief.
No, it was very hard for me.
Ah, but you persevered.
I did persevere. I was surprised that I got it done.
I'm going to make a prediction as to where you had the most difficulty.
Okay.
And I feel 100% confident that I'm going to get it right. Northwest corner.
That is correct. That's where I ended up. But then I had a problem, a mistake in the sort of the eastern middle part of the puzzle. But I eventually just kept throwing in different letters and eventually I got it right.
Did it involve 23 across, spiritual teacher in Hinduism or Buddhism?
No.
Yogini?
I got that.
Or Yogini?
Mm-hmm.
Did it involve, let's see, what else could it have involved? 39 across. That was short, but still interesting. Go all over. Gad.
Gad. Gadabout.
Gadabout.
No, I didn't have any problem.
Okay.
I'll tell you, it was 24 across and down.
Oh,
and
right.
31 across and 28 down. That little area right there.
Whoa. 31 across and 28. Oh, okay. All right.
28 down was successfully pranked.
Got.
And it was got. And I had get because 31 across was moose example.
I think we need to spell that.
M-O-U-S-S-E.
Mm-hmm.
And I put gel.
Oh.
It turned out that it was goo.
Yes.
But
so what do you have for 24 down? 24 down being grew rapidly in a way.
Well, I wasn't quite sure, but I thought, well, I had the L, so I thought maybe it was belted. But then that made 34 across causes for some PR nightmares. That made it hot ticks.
That's definitely a nightmare. Sir, our meeting has been interrupted by some hot ticks.
But I had hot picks for, like, you know, like racy pictures. So I thought, oh, hot picks.
Oh, that's nice.
Uh-huh. But it turned out to be hot mics.
Yes.
So then I thought, well, that's got to be boom, because I was pretty sure 24 across, Latin opposite of mala. I thought, well, it's got to be either bono or bona.
Right.
So, like I said, I just started putting in different letters, and eventually I figured out gel was not gel, it was goo, and get was not get, it was got, and the 24 down grew rapidly was boomed, and it was not bono, it was bona for the Latin opposite of mala.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got all of those because I mean, your fundamental mistake was you read the tense wrong.
Yeah.
I have done that before, and it's very annoying.
Mm-hmm.
But successfully pranked would have to be got rather than get.
Yeah.
And then you would have had G-O, and you surely would have gotten goo out of that.
I would think so, yes.
So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, my problem was in the northwest corner, though.
That was a hard corner.
Well,
it was a really hard corner.
I was, you know, the rest of the crossword was filling in nicely for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, oh, Joel's trying to make up for last Saturday.
Oh.
And then I got into the northwest, and I'm like, oh, I am stuck. The only clue I felt pretty confident about, but even then I didn't believe it, evidence of hunger went across, pangs.
Mm-hmm.
I thought pangs, but then I thought maybe it's growl.
That's what I started with, growl. But I thought, I don't think that's right.
I also had gaunt.
Oh.
And I had mules. I'm not quite sure why I had mules. I was thinking like a cat was hungry and so it would be mewing.
Uh-huh.
Or mewling.
It's interesting. I eventually got 19 across. Thanks for the update when said sarcastically. And it was, I'm well aware. And I sort of got the aware part. I thought, well, it could be I'm well aware. So I filled that in. And once I filled that in, I did have 25 across fit for a queen, and that was drag.
Nice.
So I had those two. And then three down, creatures with the scientific name Monodon monoceros. And so I had the W and the A, and I thought, could it be narwhals? Because I thought they have that one spike, you know, that comes off of their snout.
Yes.
And I thought, maybe that, you know, that's one spike, so Monodon. So I put in narwhals, and then the whole rest of it just fell into place.
See, it did not for me. It took me a while to get narwhals, because for 14 across, right beneath pangs, we had benefit, and I thought asset.
Mm.
And so I was sort of stuck on asset for a while, which of course got me nowhere, because the correct answer was avail.
Mm-hmm.
And I certainly didn't know two down. The song title shared by Schubert and Beyonce,
mm-hmm.
Ave Maria.
Ave Maria.
At one point, so for 25 across, fit for a queen, I went for snug. I thought they were talking about like sheets.
Well, I thought about that too, but I thought, well, you know, all sheets are snug, whether they're king, queen, or twin, but
maybe queens like them particularly snug.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, that was my theory, but it turned out to be drag, as you say.
For 17 across, felt hat. I had beret for a long time.
Yes, me too.
But it turned out to be derby.
See, because I'm familiar with the beret.
Yeah.
At least vaguely. And I know that those are going to be felt. At least I think they're felt.
Some are
soft.
Mm-hmm.
And a derby, I thought that was something that involved horses. So I'm not quite sure what it was.
Oh, you know what a derby is.
Yes, I know. But I just didn't think it was made out of felt.
Mm-hmm. No, it is.
I'm going to have to take a close look at a derby hat. But so because I had asset in there for four down taunt, I had jeer, which I decided to spell G-E-E-R. and...
No. Quite.
No, that didn't work, but I thought as long as I'm going to put in the wrong word, I may as well spell it incorrectly as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, and five down, that was a tough clue. On the DL.
Yes.
Slyly.
Right. Oh. So I read that and thought, driver's license.
Oh.
and so I thought, first I thought state, but then I thought it can't be state because there's an abbreviation in the answer, in the clue. And listeners, if you see an abbreviation in the clue, almost always it means there has to be an abbreviation in the answer. So I thought maybe it was like social security number. And because it was starting with an S, I knew that for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I had all sorts of problems with that. And then I got derby, and so I thought it was shyly. You know, you would shyly say something as opposed to slyly. But I mean, at one point when I had asset in there, I was thinking of like style. Why would on the DL be style? But so I had to work there. And of course, we have one down, which caused, as usual on wordplay, great consternation.
Oh, yeah.
Game played on a road trip, padiddle.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever played padiddle?
No.
I think it involves kissing and hitting people.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it sounds sort of like it's not so much a game as an organized assault with rules. I'm not sure. But
No, I had never even heard of that.
Yeah.
I kept trying to get I Spy in there, but there were too many squares.
Right. But I...
Or license plate. You know, we played the license plate game, but you know, it didn't fit either.
The thing that I find interesting is, you know, you use a language enough, and you get to the point where it's like, that looks like it could be a word, right? And everyone was complaining, just like, I don't know this word. It's just like, I don't know this word either. But it felt like it could be a word. Mm-hmm. Padiddle. Yeah, it sounds like a good name for a game. So,
uh-huh.
There were a few other interesting clues here. Musician who once joked, I'm not offended by all of the dumb blonde jokes because I know I'm not dumb, and I also know that I'm not blonde. That was Dolly Parton.
Yeah, I knew that.
Did she not have blonde hair?
No, it was all dyed.
Oh, okay.
All dyed. Yeah, I know. I thought, oh, that's got to be Dolly Parton. That just sounds like something she'd say.
See, I was thinking of the singer in Blondie, whose
name? Debbie Harry.
Debbie Harry. Because, I mean, I knew she was blonde. Well, I don't know if I knew she was blonde or not, but she was in a band called Blondie, so that sort of came to mind.
Mm-hmm. I love 37 Down, portmanteau for a rare winter phenomenon. Snownado.
Snownado.
I've never heard of a snownado. I guess it is rare.
I figured that was just most of the snow around here in winter qualifies as a snownado. That is hard to say, though. You know, but like, because what is it? What's the other one? Sharknado?
Sharknado,
yes. Yeah, that's, you have to go from something, you have to sort of pause while you work your mouth into the position to do the N. But did you know 46 across quartz variety was jasper?
Yeah.
Did you?
I didn't know it right away, but I figured it out, yeah.
I started off with, I thought there's some sort of a mineral called feldspar. Mm-hmm. And I had enough letters, so I had spar at the end, and I wasn't sure what to do with the rest of it. But yeah, it turned out it was spur as in jasper, right, because 31 down, that being really open up in therapy, was go deep.
Right.
Let's see, what else was interesting here? 39 down, the fuel conduit. I was toying between gas line and oil line, but turned out to be an oil line.
No, gas line. 39
I'm sorry, yeah. Turned out to be gas line. Uh-huh. Sorry.
Yeah.
I misread that.
Mm-hmm.
Chillbro, 32 across, was Easy Man.
That's right.
And I found that ironic that it was Easy Man, and then everything in the top, everything above that was not easy.
Yeah, that's true.
At least for me.
Yeah.
And I'm still puzzling about Yogini. I do like that as a name, though.
Yeah, I had never heard of that. I heard of, like, a yogi.
And that's actually where I ended up, because I had for
maybe that's a female, Yogini. You have yogis and yoginis. I don't know.
I'm not sure. It could be. If there's anyone who can shed some light on this, please send some of that light our way. crosswordpodcast@icloud.com. Six across, whimsically move from here to there. For some reason, I had the word skit, and the answer was skip. And I think I was thinking the word skip, but somehow it turned into a T. And so for 9 down, the eponym for a dish, I had tetra. And it's like, tetra or tetri? I was thinking like tetrazzini. But I didn't think that was a person's name.
No.
And then eventually realized it was Skip and Petra. So then I had Skip and Petra. And it's like, Petra? What sort of a dish is Petra? And I'm like, oh, Petri dish.
Petri dish.
Petri, okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you know, six across, whimsically move from here to there. I had, what did I have first?
Leap?
I can't remember what I had first, but then I turned it to flit.
You know, yes.
Like flit here and there.
Right.
But yeah, it turned out to be skip.
Mm-hmm.
So. And then that 7 down, like some smiles and winks. Well, I had an L there, so I thought leering. But it turned out to be a K there, and it was knowing. Knowing smile or wink.
Yes. Beneath skip, we had 15 across, Capellini lookalike. And I was thinking of Peter Capaldi, the person who played Doctor Who.
Yes.
But this is apparently a type of pasta.
Yes.
So they're not quite the same, even though he is sort of on the tall side. And it was angel hair.
It was angel hair, yes. That took me a while, but then I thought, I was able to get a few of the letters, and I'm like, oh, yes, of course, that's angel hair.
Yes.
Mm-hmm, yeah. So, I love it when that happens, you know, it's just like, oh, I don't know this. And then you get a couple letters and you're like, ah, yes, I do know it.
Well, right.
I love that feeling.
Well, this was a good crossword. It was by Jess Rux.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a great crossword. It was hard, though. It was really hard. It was a good Saturday solve.
I totally agree. All right. Well, it is Saturday, which means it's time for Jam Katwa. The Gene and Mike Crossword of the Week Award, where we look back through the week's crosswords, select what we think to be the very best. And today, or for this week, we have chosen Mondays. This was April 8th, 2024, and it was by Peter Gordon. And we liked it because it was a great crossword, and it celebrated the eclipse. And we figured the eclipse only happens once every few years at most. And so we should honor this. It had a series of songs, all of which related to the eclipse. So we had 17 Across, 1971 Cat Stevens hit that would be apt to play during a 46 Across. 46 Across turned out to be Total Eclipse. And the answer was Moonshadow.
Mm-hmm.
23 Across, the 2007 Santana hit that would be apt to play during a 46 Across, Into the Night. And then we had 36 Across, the 1997 U2 hit that would be apt to play during a 46 Across, Staring at the Sun. Mm-hmm. And then we had 46 Across, Event Across the U.S. on 4-8-2024, and with those other clues, or with another clue, 57 Across, the 1983 Bonnie Tyler hit that would be apt to play during a 46 Across. And it was Total Eclipse of the Heart.
Yep.
So a clever crossword. A
lot of great golden oldies in there.
Yes, indeed.
Total Eclipse of the Heart.
So, all right. Well, thank you so much, Peter Gordon, for that. If you feel so inclined, drop us a line,
yep.
crosswordpodcast@icloud.com, and we'll have your Jamkatwa signed personally and some lovely Wisconsin swag winging its way towards you in no time.
That's right.
That is it for today. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Sunday's crossword's going to be out shortly. I hope it's going to be easier for me than last Sunday's.
Me too.
Guess we'll find out tomorrow.
Yep.
And we'll be back, whatever happens, we'll be back to talk about that crossword tomorrow.
Bye-bye.